True story. This Hollywood actress made a major contribution to the invention of Wi-Fi. Here is her incredible story.
Hedy Lamarr, a film star and a genius. Essin and Suzanne's favourite class is today. Suzanne, wait for me!
Hurry up, Essin!
It's the final lesson of the week. Are we going to do experiments today?
I don't know, but I love science now, thanks to the new teacher.
Today's lesson is about an exceptional woman. Without her, mobile phones and Wi-Fi would not exist.
Cool! An inventor!
In her day, people said she was the world's most beautiful woman.
Wow!
This is her story.
Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler, better known by her stage name Hedy Lamarr, was born in Austria in 1914.
Come and practice your piano, dear. Yes, Mother.
Hedy is very curious. She loves making things with her father.
Hurrah! It can jump now. I understand why it wasn't working.
Clever girl.
When Hedy is 16 years old, she makes a surprising announcement to her parents.
I want to leave school. I want to be an actress. No, no, no.
Oh, I hope you'll go back to your studies one day.
In 1933, Hedy is a young actress. She gets married. She is just 19 years old.
Oh, she is so beautiful.
She is fascinating. Hedy marries Fritz Mandl, a munitions manufacturer. Fritz often invites his business partners home to dinner.
I studied radio guidance of torpedoes. I was thinking... Darling, you can leave the table if the conversation is boring you.
Certainly not.
In 1937, after 4 years of marriage to Fritz, Hedy goes to the United States.
What a jealous man. Fritz wouldn't let me go out, and he wanted me to stop acting. I want to be free. Oh, I often think of Father. I miss him terribly since he died.
In Hollywood, Hedy is soon a film star.
I never get tired of watching her. I'm going to ask my wife to dye her hair like Hedy's.
Kissing scene. First take. Action.
In the evening, Hedy's admirers want to speak to her.
Dear Hedy, I admire you so much.
That man is looking at me strangely. What a creep.
She looks like the goddess Venus. Sometimes Hedy Lamarr was frustrated by her beauty. She said, "My face has been my misfortune."
That's sad. People thought that all she had was her beauty and that she had no brains.
Exactly. But Hedy had a double life. Between shooting two films, she invented amazing objects.
In 1940, Hedy receives her friend George Anthel. He is a pianist and music composer.
Hello, George. Park your car and come inside.
Hedy creates a workshop in her luxurious home. She designs original objects.
None of my inventions have ever been built. Maybe one day.
In any case, you have real talent, Hedy. Wow! That's a torpedo?
Yes, I'll explain. But come and see my hen house first. I made it myself. As you know, George, Europe is at war and Germany has invaded Austria, my country. But I have an idea how to help America defeat Germany.
Really? And end this terrible war?
Fritz knew about torpedoes. They are guided remotely by a submarine using radio control. But if an enemy hears the radio message, it can stop the torpedo from reaching its target. That's why I want to invent a secret communication code.
Wow! But why are you telling me?
You managed to synchronize player pianos to make them play together.
Hmm.
We could use your system to create a secret code.
It's a crazy idea, but we can try. For 1 year, Hedy and George draw torpedoes, calculate distances, and make graphs of radio waves. Then, one day...
Our code is ready at last. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm off to the studio. I'm shooting a film.
I'm writing to the National Inventors Council to ask about a patent. A few months later...
Hedy! We did it! Her invention has been chosen!
That's great news! I hope the US Army will be interested.
Hey guys, why don't we make a film about this story? It's so cool!
Yes, can I play the world's most beautiful woman?
Right, let's go back to the USA.
In 1942, the inventors are received by the high commanders of the U.S. Navy.
Your secret communication code could interest us, but we'd like to know more about it.
And so, thanks to our secret code, American torpedoes will sink the German fleet.
Yes, it's impossible to decipher this code. No one will understand the messages between the submarine and the torpedo.
My worry is that you are not scientists. We've decided not to use your code for military operations. However, I would love to have your autograph, Miss Lamar.
What? He thinks I'm just a dumb actress.
Sir, what happened to the inventors of the secret code?
Hedy continued her acting career, and George went back to composing music for films. And for years, the code was forgotten in a cupboard. Years later, Hedy Lamarr's invention was rediscovered and developed, but no one mentioned her name. It wasn't until 1997 that Hedy finally received a prize. Look, all this new technology was developed thanks to her.
That's not fair. Other people stole Hedy's idea.
Mobile phone technology using radio waves. Encrypted military data links using radio waves. GPS or global positioning system, a satellite-based radio system, and Wi-Fi, the wireless technology that connects computing devices using radio waves.
So, thanks to one woman and one man, the whole planet can communicate.
Yes, the whole planet, or almost.
That was so interesting.
The world's most beautiful woman was a super intelligent inventor.
The end.